The Cleveland Browns 2013 season is here, and like so many before it, since 1999, there has been a lot of change. Tonight, in a first-ever Cleveland Browns Town Hall, the Browns open up their organization like they've never done it before, and it begins right at the top. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam is here. He'll talk about his path to owning the Browns and, more importantly, his dream for how the Browns will look on and off the field in the future. Browns CEO Joe Banner is here, too. He and Haslam had 10 games to watch the Browns perform in last year and then decide what they wanted to do. Did they get all the work done? Banner brought Michael Lombardi with him to be the team's general manager, and the two have started to rebuild the Browns roster. And they've given the on-the-field job of coaching the team to the Pride of Toledo head coach Rob Chudzinski. And the business of the Browns, and believe me, there's a lot of business going on, it's in the very able hands of team president Alex Scheiner. And then there's all of you, the Browns fans. The true state of the Cleveland Browns is unveiled tonight in the voice of a fan. A Cleveland Browns Town Hall, next on Channel 3. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Channel 3 studios, and welcome to a very special night. I'm Jim Donovan. Happy to be with you as we present to you a very, very unique format tonight in the midst of Browns training camp, just before the team takes to their family night on Saturday night coming up at First Energy Stadium, the home of the Cleveland Browns, and about a week away from their first preseason game. We'll give you the true state of the Browns with our Cleveland Browns Town Hall. We've welcomed a few Browns fans here, and say hello to all of them, and say hello. All right, well, the barking says that they are in good voice and ready to go, and we are ready to go, too, so we'll start right at the top. It was a year ago that Jimmy Haslam was announced as the new owner of the Cleveland Browns, and he's in studio with us, ready to go. Thanks for being here.
Jimmy, good to see you.
Jimmy Haslam joining us here tonight. Okay, it's your team now, really. This is your first full year as the owner of the Cleveland Browns. You took over. The deal was announced during training camp last year, approved 6 games into the season. How do you feel that it's now, this is on your record?
Well, I would say this. I would, and at the risk of correcting you, which is very dangerous to do since you've been around here so long, I would say it's our team. I really mean that. I think it's the community's team. I think it's Cleveland's team. I think it's Northeastern Ohio. And for our family to play a small part in that is a real honor, and we're tremendously excited about this year.
Okay, so this season comes in, and I don't know who was more excited. Last week, when training camp opened up, the fans were there in big numbers, almost 5,000 people there on Sunday afternoon. Rob Chudzinski was running around, the new head coach of the team, and he was fist-pumping with fans and yelling out to people to get the barking going. But on the opening day of training camp, you were out about 45 minutes early, ready to go on the practice field, so you were pretty revved up, too.
I told several people, my office looks right over the field, and you could see everybody getting everything ready. Fans were coming in at 2 o'clock for a 4 o'clock practice, and it was all I could do not to go out there at 3 o'clock. It was an exciting day. And we think we have a lot of exciting days to come.
So why is that? Why do you think the excitement is here right now? And what have you gotten done so far in your own eyes?
Well, first of all, I think it's the best football community in America. And they've been great. And unquestionably the most loyal fans in America. And I think the fans sense that we are going to be part of something special in building a long-term, consistent winner. And the moves we've made off the field and on the field this winter, I think, are going to pay off, and I think we'll start to see progress this year.
Okay, so you think progress comes this year. That, obviously, on the field comes in the way of wins. So you're looking for improvement over the 5 wins last year.
Exactly.
Okay, simply
don't,
said
don't
that.
Ask me how many, but yes.
All right. I'm not going to hold you to a number on that. When you saw the team on the field last year and then really dove into it, did you say to yourself, there's a lot of work that has to be done here?
Well, I think you can look at talent, and I'll defer to Joe and Mike and Chud on that because they're a lot better than I am. But I think you could look at the talent we had last year versus the talent some other teams had and show we didn't match up. But I think we made some great moves in the offseason, both in the draft and free agency, and I think we'll have a much improved team this year.
Okay, I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to address the situation with Pilot Flying J because, you know, we've all become spectators to this here in Northeast Ohio because when you told us the Haslams are all in,
right,
in the ownership of the Cleveland Browns, we're really all in with you too, and I think that we've been watching it and watching it unfold. Now, this is not a newscast where you're going to get a 10-second soundbite, okay? And you're not going to be misquoted by a newspaper writer here. So tell us what's going on and how you feel the investigation is and where it is.
Yeah, well, it's probably inappropriate for me to comment on the investigation, but I'll say this, and I said this at training camp on Thursday. I apologize for the negative attention that this has brought to the Browns in Cleveland. It's not something we intended. I think what's important for everybody here to understand, though, and you said it, we're all in. We're all in with Cleveland. We're planning on being a part of this community and owning the team for a long time. And you'll see, you all have already seen, this organization is not about me or our family. It's about the team we've put together on and off the field. And whether it's Joe, Alec, Chud, Mike, we have real pros in place who will do a great job. And I was never planning on being here every day, okay? I'm here one or two days during the week and on the weekends. We've got a great team in place to run it, and I feel highly confident they'll do the job.
Okay, let's move on to this situation. Is everything, as far as you being attached to the football team, and it's been brought up in the offseason, will he have to sell the team? You've been very, very out there saying, team's not for sale. This is going to be in my family for a long time.
Absolutely. I've said our largest asset is our main business, Pilot Flying J. Our second largest asset is the Cleveland Browns. We've had the largest asset for 55 years this November. I can't promise you'll have the Browns for 55 years, but we're going to have them a long time. And hopefully you can see from the kind of intensity and passion we bring every day, we're fully committed to the Browns. And as I said at the outset, to bringing a winner to this community, and this community deserves that.
Yes, absolutely. Is there a model franchise that you have taken a look at in the NFL that you said to yourself, if I ever get control of an NFL team, that's the way I want to do it?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll take a step back and look at all pro sports. And mm-hmm. I think there's two really good franchises in our division, and we talk about them a lot. But I would look at a couple of teams, and one team in baseball and one team in basketball, that have been consistently good. And that's what we want to be, is consistently good. And they're both medium market teams. They're not huge market teams, which Cleveland's a medium market team. One is the San Antonio Spurs in basketball. And I don't know whether you like them or not, but you'd have to say they've been a model of consistency. They've won world championships. I think they've been in the playoffs 13 straight years.
Can I just say to all of you, we really would have liked them had they been able to hang on to that lead against Miami in Game 6. Those last 18 seconds would have been really great, but I happened to be
here the next day, and I was having lunch with a bunch of our guys, and everybody was so upset about the game, and I thought, why does everybody, and then, oh, yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah.
That big guy that went to Miami.
All right, San Antonio.
Yeah, and I think the other is the St. Louis Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I read a statistic, it was in Sports Illustrated on the cover about 6 weeks ago, and we've talked about it a lot internally. I think they won the World Series 3 or 4 years ago, and then they won the last year or two. And 19 of the 25 players they had on their roster came up through their system. And that's what Mike and Joe, Chud, that's what we want to do, is we want to build through the draft, develop our own players. So those would be two examples of well-run franchises that have been good for a long time. That's what we want to do.
Jimmy, last question before we go to commercial break and then continue on is this. Is the football part of the Browns more daunting than the business part of the Browns?
For me, it probably is because I come from a business background, and the business of a pro football franchise is not all that complicated. So getting the football part right, and let's face it, winning drives everything, right?
Yes.
Getting that right yeah. is daunting and challenging, but something that, and Joe talks a lot about it, we accept the responsibility. It's all on our back. If we're not successful, it's Joe and I will take all the responsibility. So is it a challenge? Yes, but one we look forward to.
Okay, and we will look forward to meeting Joe Banner and talking to him, and that's coming up next. Okay?
Great.
And we'll take some questions from our audience when we return on this special Channel 3 presentation, Cleveland Browns Town Hall, Voice of the Fans, back after this timeout. Welcome back, everybody, to our Cleveland Browns Town Hall. Voice of the Fans, Jim Donovan along with you. We were with Jimmy Haslam at the top of the show. And now the other part of the management team, Joe Banner, joins us. Let's welcome the Browns' new CEO, Joe Banner, joining us here in Cleveland. So, Jimmy, I'll begin with you. When did the Haslam Banner team get put together?
We started talking in June, I believe, introduced by a mutual friend, and had, I'll just say, Joe will laugh at this, we had a lot of conversations between June and October, spent a lot of time together on the phone and in person, and of course, Joe's reputation in pro sports is outstanding, and it's well-deserved, and we feel very fortunate to have somebody like him as our CEO.
All right, so Joe, you come to Cleveland. Let me ask you this. Would you describe this situation after you viewed it from, you know, a perch in Philadelphia for a long time with the Eagles? Would you say that the Cleveland situation is not a sleeping giant in the NFL? It's more like a frustrated giant in the NFL. I mean, we're a little bit frustrated, aren't we? I mean, you know, yeah. But I mean, they're good fans. They're really good fans. And I would just say that, you know, it's so close to getting it right. How would that description go?
I think you're right. I mean, we feel like there's this energy that's pent up that just is dying to be unleashed. It's really amazing what the fans have been through and that they've still stayed as intense and loyal and committed in there all the time. So, I mean, that's part of what's motivating us and exciting us. The thought of, you know, when we get this right and start winning these games, just all of us together having that incredibly excited feeling.
So I can remember, and I do remember this, back in 1999 when the Browns were coming back to the NFL and we played the Philadelphia Eagles in the preseason. And things, believe it or not, were not going well there. Andy Reid was a new head coach. They had Donovan McNabb as their quarterback, and they were kind of fighting, should we play him, should we not play him? When did it turn there, and when do you think we'll notice it turning here?
Well, I mean, I think you'll see a difference right away.
So we will see some signs.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you've been out to training camp, you've already seen signs. I just think the energy, the commitment, the work ethic, the type of guys, the way Chud and staff are leading people. I mean, I think there's a tangible difference already. But you remember the first year we had Donovan McNabb, we went 5-11.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the fans there felt like, you know what, it looks sound. They're finally seeing a team that's physical and mm-hmm. determined and really aggressive mindset about things. So although there wasn't a huge change in the one loss record the first year, I think people already felt. And then the next year we turned around, we're 11-5.
Would you both agree this? I'll start with you, Jimmy, that if you just put exciting football out on the field, exciting football, and you know, sooner or later, if you're exciting and you're explosive and you're productive, then the scoreboard's going to be favorable.
I think you'll see an exciting team, but we're also realistic. We know everybody wants to win, so I think it's both.
Okay. Joe, when you took a look, when you had that vantage point of the 10 games as you came in after Jimmy was voted through, as the ownership vote went through in Chicago that time, what did you see as far as what you were going to do with the team?
You know, I felt that there was an alignment in terms of what winning teams do. An easy example that you can see from what we've already done is, you know, the ability to pressure a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think all the good teams in the NFL have an ability to pressure the quarterback. Part of that scheme, part of that's talent, but you bring those two things together. So as I watched the team, I felt like it needed to be kind of revamped a little bit
mm-hmm.
and take the talent that it had, but then look at ways to take the things that were most important to be successful at and add players and a coaching staff that would be good at that.
Real quickly, did it click right away between you and Jimmy?
Immediately.
I mean,
we got together a couple of days after the first time right away to get back together. You know, it's almost like a good first date. You want to get back on the same thing.
That's an expensive first date.
Yeah. I called Joe on a Sunday afternoon, and he'd had some minor surgery, and I thought, well, I'll just talk to him for a few minutes. We ended up talking 3 hours on the phone and agreeing to get in person after that, and we had a lot of conversations.
All right, how about we take a question from the audience right now? Dave Chudowski's with me, and I want to welcome him. I have to watch myself now. I've got a Chudowski and a Chudzinski here tonight. All right,
this
is the Chudowski. Dave, what do you got?
That's right, two Chuds in the audience, for sure, and obviously Jimmy talked about it. Best fans anywhere, no question about it. So let's get to them. And Bob Hostutler, you've been a season ticket holder since 1999, and he's the president of the Burnt River Browns Backers. The Browns Backers, incredible. What's your question for Jimmy Haslam?
Jimmy, what can you tell us tonight that's going to make a difference right now in our team and then continue into the future?
That's a tough question, Bob. I think Joe alluded to it well is, if you look, where did we spend our money in the offseason? We spent it on the defensive line. We mm-hmm. bought in two premier players, and really, if you count Carlo or Quentin Groves, a third premier player. So I think on the defensive line is where you'll see the big change. And in pro football today, if you can't put pressure on the passer, you're not going to be successful. And I think we put in place not just talented, but talented young guys that will help us this year and years to come.
All right, Joe, let me ask you this. On that point, we had stayed away from free agency in the regime just before you guys came in, all right? We had not dabbled in that. But you went out and you hit right away. You hit with Kruger, you hit with Desmond Bryant, Quentin Groves comes in here. Is it a hard pitch when you're pitching to a free agent, money, but also rebuilding?
Yeah. I think this is one of the things that people should be feeling very hopeful about. I mean, we went in the marketplace and competed for some free agents that a lot of teams were competing for. And we had to tell a compelling story about why things were going to be different, in addition to the money. We had to be competitive with the money, and I think the good news is obviously we were. And that's just a statement about the commitment that we have from ownership and where we're headed here. But then we had to really tell a story about Cleveland and why it was going to be different going forward. Because these players, they want to play for coaches they like and respect. Mm-hmm. They want to play in a scheme they think they can accelerate in. And they want to play on a team that's going to win in a city that has a lot of passion. So we really had to kind of re-energize and kind of shift the thinking that's been going on for a while about the Browns. And I think the outcome of free agency should tell people that without even having played a game yet, mm-hmm. under this coaching staff, and with this new configuration of the roster, the league is already starting to view the Browns differently.
Yeah. There was a while ago, a long, long time ago, that people would say, what free agent would ever go to Green Bay? Free agents won't go to Green Bay. It's cold. They're not going to win. The stadium is ancient. And now a couple of wins and winning years, see what happens. Back over to Dave. We have another question.
I do, Jimmy. Thank you very much. And we're going back to the Burnt River Browns backers, and it's Andrew Sage. Andrew, welcome. What's your question for Jimmy?
During your first year of owning the Browns, is there anything about this city and fan base that has surprised you?
Just the intensity. And I've cited this several times. I remember we came up here on August 2nd, and I got out of the car at the hotel, and guy was helping my wife and I with the bags, and he goes, are you the new guy? And I said, yes, I am. He goes, when are we going to win? It was just, and we opened a truck stop down in Canton last weekend, and I was in the men's restroom, and the guy standing next to me looked over me and goes, we going to make the playoffs this year? I could tell you story after story, but the intensity and passion the fans have is incredible.
It really is. You know, guys, before we go to commercial break here, I just want to tell you this. When this does turn, I truly believe this will be one of the great American sports stories. I think all of these sports magazines and I think people like that, they'll come to Cleveland. There will be Thursday night games. There will be Sunday night games. There will be Monday night games because it will be an incredible tale of a city that fought to get its team back with a really grassroots mentality to get the team back when it left and then back flourished on the top pedestal of the NFL. And you guys, I'm sure that's part of the enticement to coming here and building this thing.
Joe does a great job, and I think that's why we've been so fortunate to put together such a great team of talking about being something special like what you just described, Jimmy.
Yeah. Joe, I'll tell you what, you're going to stick by. Jimmy, thank you very much for being on the town hall with us. Let's thank Jimmy Haslam for being here with us. We'll take a commercial timeout. We will be joined by Michael Lombardi and Joe Banner, and we'll talk about the construction of the Browns roster. That's next.